Ikloi Ravnoi. Ravnoi came in. Achvod Rebichi was the brother of Rebichia Barabo. Lemizvan Shumshami. Stami came to buy some sesame seeds. The Yomar Hochi told over like this, that Omar Shmuel, he said it also over the halacha from Shmuel, that aid, v'dayim, it's tarfin, you should know, if you have one aid, we know the signature of one aid is kosher. And we have another raya that one of the dayonim is kosher, you can put the two together. On this now, Omar Ramayim said over, kama mailio haishmaita, how good this is, but Rav Noi is telling us over, in the name of Shmuel, I agree to it. Is omale Ravashi la Meimer? So Ravashi said back to Meimer, Mishum the Kalsa Yavuya di Mechuk, because they praised your father of your mother. At Nami Makalsasla, you also have to praise him. Kvar Pircha Rava, he also felt like Rava's Pircha, no, it's not true. You can't put together a dayan and an aid. They're both saying are two different things. The aid is saying that he knows true the halvos alone took place, and that the Yonim who are only telling us they know that the Edim are not forged. So you can't put the two together. Ask this machlokes if you could put them together or not. First, the locher is he can't put the two together. We hold he can't be mistaken with them together. Right. Omar Rav Safra. Safra said like this. Omar Rav Safra, Omar Rav Yab, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Masa, Omar Rav Huna. The Yamrle and some say Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Shloisha sheyoshvu lakayim es ashtar. Three people sat down to be Mekayim Ashtar. And now, what happened is, Shnaya Makirin Chasim Meshadayedim. Two of these Dayonim by themselves recognize the signatures of these Eidim. Two of them recognize. But usually the case is, the Dayonim don't recognize anything. So they sit down to be a Bezdin, and two Eidim come in front of them and tell us, we recognize the signatures. But here the case was, two out of the three Dayonim, they themselves knew and recognized the signatures. So what do we do here? But the third dying though, he did not recognize the signatures. So he said like this, actually chosmu, if the dayonim did not sign yet, to say like they know the shtar is good, you know what you should do? Meidin defonuf, let these two edim, the two dayonim that know the signatures are true, let these two be like edim. Is meidin defonuf, let these two say this in front of the third person, and now the third person, the third dayan, also knows that these signatures are true. The chaisim, and then the three dayanim could sign as if to say, us three dayanim know these signatures are true. But misha chosmu, let's say the first two dayanim signed already, then ain't me in front of, then they're not allowed to say edis now in front of the third one to make him know. The chaisim, then he'll sign. Because at the time when the first two signed, like it wasn't true, because usually what you sign, the dayanim have to sign as if to say, all three of us, it's a bezdin. So you have to prove, sign, that all three of us, the dayanim, know what happened here. And at the time when you sign that it's not true, the dayanim three did not... Yeah. So as if they signed already, then it's no good, it looks like sheker. But Masha, they didn't sign yet. They only wrote down the hentik. Now, first, what the dayanim do is, they write down in the shtar, like us three dayanim know the way it's true, and then they sign it. So, for the Gemara Mikas Finun, do we even let the three dayanim write down that they know it's true before they really know it's true? Like only two of them knew. The third one didn't know yet. I've Omer Rav Papi Mishmei the Rava, Hai Ashros of the Dainer. When Bezdin makes Ashros of the Dainer, when Bezdin makes a hentik, when Bezdin gives their seal on something that's true, the nichtav, if it was written, mekame de nechve sadi, before the edim said over the edis, achsima shadayu, before they told over the edis to Bezdin, it's psula. It's no good. Because what has to happen is, first the three dayanim sit down, and two edim come in and tell them the fact, that we know these edim are kosherad, it's their ksav, it's their signatures. Now that the Bezdin knows it's true, now the Bezdin has to go and write up the henpik, to write down, we know it's okay. But if they write it down first, and then the first hear over there it's good, it's Tak Apostle, why the Mechsek is Shikra? It looks like something false is going on here. Because at the time when the Bezdin wrote down that they know, it's not true, they didn't know yet. See, so here also, even if they wrote it down, it shouldn't be good. So Marasameh, Hachinami, Mechazek is Shikra, also it should look like false. But let's say like this. Before even the Dayanim wrote down even the henpik, is Midim Afonov. You have to first come and say this in front of the three of them, that all three of them should know that the signatures are true. The Choysim, and then the Edim sign. Mishakosvu ein Midim Afonov Choysim. But if they already wrote down the Hentik, it doesn't help anymore. And Midim Afonov Choysim, you can't just say this now, but you have to go write it over again, or first be Mekabel the Edim, that the Dayanim know the signatures are true, and then you have to write it over again, and then you make the Hentik. But if it was written up first, that's called Mechsek Shikra. Bezdin has to do things. Say speaks about Amor. We don't say the swan Mechsek Shikra. Lakol Ponim, what comes out of Bezdin, it has to be pure 100%. See, you can't let them first write it, but the time they wrote it up, the Enpik, they didn't know it was true. So therefore, what you have to do is first the Edim has to tell the Bezdin that the signatures are true, and then the Bezdin goes to write up the Enpik, and then the Dayonim sign on it. Says, now, so far, what's going on here? Again, the original case was that two out of the three of the Yonim know it themselves. So these two could relate to the third one, and first tell the third one that we know these signatures are true. Now, considered all three of them know the signatures are true, now they write up the Entik. But I call upon him Shema Min Plas. From here, I hear three Chidushim. First of all, Shema Min, I hear the Klal is Eid Nas Adayin. That an Eid himself could also be a Dayin. Because you only have three Dayanim here. Two of them know the signatures are true. So these two want to tell over to the third one. But you can only say Eidus in front of Bezdin. So when these two Dayanim are saying their Eidus to the third one, they're also being Dayanim at the same time. You see, a Chiddush, Eid Nasa Dayan. An Eid could be a Dayan at the same time. We'll see at the end, on the Rabbanim Din, we hold this good. Like here, Kiyim Shtaros is only Midrabbanim. So Midrabbanim, at the same time that these two people are saying Eidus, that they know the signatures are true, to the third Dayan, they're also considered part of the Dayanim. Because Eidim have to say something in front of three Dayanim. So at the same time they themselves are talking, they're also called Dayanim. That's one Chiddush. Hoshmamin, another Chiddush is Dayanim HaMakirin Chitzimas Yedayedim. Like here, is that Dayanim recognize themselves the signatures of the Eidim, and in Tzrichim Hoidif Nayim, he don't have to have Eidim saying in front of them. Like these two people, nobody has to tell them, they only tell the third one. But they themselves know, nobody has to tell them. So Chur B'Mashim, in the case that all three Dayanim know themselves, that the signatures are true, you wouldn't have to have any Eidim here. It would be enough, these three Dayanim themselves, to sign, to make the entry. That would be enough. Hushmamina, the third Chiddush is, that Dayanim Shein Makir and Chsima Shedayedim, Dayanim that do not recognize the signatures of the Yedim, is Tzrichim Lahoyid Bifnei Kolechot V'yechot. That if the Dayanim do not know it, and you have to have Eidim telling them, the Yedim has to say it in front of all three Dayanim. That's another Rai here. Because who didn't know it here? The third one. So these two had to say it in front of the third one. So you see, when the Yonim did not know the Chsima, you have to have two Eidim telling them that they, to tell them over the signatures of Takatru. So what's it like this? Maskal or Ravashi? Rashi says, like, how do you know all these three Chidushim from us? Bishleim, the only one you understand is the first one. Bishleim, Eid, Nasa, Dayin, Shemina, Mino. That's very good. Now we're telling now these three Dayonim, two of them tell over the third one, the Eidus, that the signatures are true. But Bishast is saying that we're the three Dayonim. So that I hear that these two Eidim, Bishast is saying that the third one, they're also considered Dayonim right now. So you see, at one time an Eid could be considered a Dayon, that I understand. That's a good proof. Elabot, the second din of Dayonim HaMekir Nechsim HaShadayedim. Ain't Tzrich Lohayim B'fnayim. That didn't tell me what Dayonim, that recognize the signatures of the Eidim. Nobody has to say it in front of them, which should be mashm if all three Dayonim themselves know about it. You do not need Eidim at all. For the Gemara, maybe no. Maybe always the klal is you do have to have Eidim. Bezdin can't pass unless they have Eidim in front of them. Rashi is mashm, otherwise it'd be a son, looks like Eidim if he aid. Maybe it's such a takana that when Bezdin gives a psak, it always has to be from Eidim. But the Shani Yoch here is different to call Mekaimi HaGod HaVechad, because I call upon him, one Dayan did not know the signatures. So you had the other two Dayan and Bateras Eidus telling it over to the third Dayan. So there was a case there were Eidim here. At least the Eidim told it to one Dayan. But maybe you always have to have at least Eidim telling one Dayan. But in the case that all three Dayanim know by themselves that the signatures are true, maybe still it won't be good. Because it's such a halacha that Beis Din needs Edim. Without Edim, it looks like Edim Mipiyed, it looks like it's possible. So you have no proof from here that you could pass on the shadow without Edim. Because over here, our Koponim, there were Edim. For the third Dayan that did not know, the first two Dayanim were Edim telling them. Then the third thing you want to tell us, V'dayonim shein makir nechsim v'shedayedim, tzrichim lohoyim ifnei kolechot v'yechod, that mashm, if three dayonim do not know the signatures. When the two edim come and tell them they know the signatures, they have to say it in front of all three dayonim. Now what's the proof over here? Dil m'liyor l'mei m'loch ein tzrichin. Maybe you'll love, you don't have to have it in front of all three dayonim. Maybe it'll be enough for the two edim to tell it over to one dayan. That's all. And the one dayan will tell over to the other two dayonim. But the Shani Yocho to Lekom Ekaim HaGodeklal, was over here, what happened? Really, two Edim knew already. There was only one Edim that did not know. So these two Edim now told over to the third Edim. But it could be just, it's enough to have two Edim telling over one Dayan. Where's the proof that if you tell me a case that all three of the Edim did not know, and now two Edim are telling them, where's the proof it has to be in front of all three? Here you only see that the two Edim told over to one. And maybe it's enough one, you don't see all three have to know about it. So the last two, the Khuri don't have any proof for. Yosef Rabbah sat down, he said over this Loshma to this halacha. The aid na sedayim. So I call one of the first halacha that we have a proof that an aid, even at the time when he's saying his aidis, he could also be a dayim. And this we have a kash, Eisva Rav Safra the Rabbah. Rav Safra has the kash to Rabbah. Says Allah Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Ruah Shloisha. Let's say three people saw the new Levona, saw the new moon. They ain't Bezdin, and they could be a Bezdin right now. It's still Yamdu Shnayim. You have to have another two people come there. Let two of them, let these two stand up. Let them be the Edim. V'yoshivu mechavreya meitzla yochid. But you have to bring another two Dayanim near the third person. V'yidu b'fnayim. And now these two people that saw the Levona, they say the Raiders in front of three Dayanim. V'yomu mekudosh achodesh mekudosh. And then these three dayanim now say over kiddush like they're mekadesh to chodesh. Shein ayochid nemanai dayatzma, because one is not neman by itself. So what was the case here? He had three people saw the moon, and then the next day when they go like to make a bezin out of it, it's not enough for these two to get up and stay in front of the third one, but you have to have two of them stand up to be edim, and you have to have another two dayanim come near the third one. So you see, these two edim that are edim cannot be dayanim. So we see l'chura, aid can't be a dying. Because we, Sakotai, if you're going to tell me, the aid not a dying at the same time you're saying aidis, you could also be a dying also. Loma l'kuli hai, what do you have to have five people here for? You had the original three people that saw the moon last night. So the next morning, let these three people sit together. V'lekacho, like let two of them be aidim and say over to the third one. So it's called Aidist now, and they're also Dayanim, and they make Kiddush HaChodesh. So who you see here clearly, an Aid cannot be a Dayan. So Gemara says, Omaleh, he said back to him, Afla Didi Kashli. I also had this for question. V'shaltin l'Rav Yitzel Bashmul, yes, Rav Yitzel Bashmul Bamasio. Rav Yitzel Rav Huna Lechia Barav. Lechia Barav Barav. Each one asked the other one the same question. And the answer is, V'yomalu, Hanoch li Aidish HaChodesh Diyaraisa. That's true. When you need aid, then to two if it didn't meet the raisam, then avadim the raisam we old ain aid nasadayin. The aid at the time when he's saying his aidis, he cannot be a dayin at the same time. In Tosfos says poshtus a posuk that says the way it works is aidim stand up and dayanim sit down. So that's the way aid has to be. You have to have an aid standing and a dayin sitting down. So therefore, you can't have an aid nasadayin at the same time, because if you're standing, you can't be a dayin. So midiraisa avad we old an aid cannot be a dayin. Therefore, Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah of the Raisa. So you have to have three dayanim sitting down and two edim standing up. But our case over here, the Kiyim Shtaros Rabbanan, that though we say Bezdin has to be Mekayim Mishtar, even though the edim signed on the Shtar, that's only with the Rabbanan. So an edus that you only need with the Rabbanan, is the Rabbanans will make it and say aid could be a dayin. So therefore, there's no stira. The Kiyim Ashtaros is only the Rabbanan, the Galocha. Here we could be make it to say an aid could be a dayin. Just one. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Shloisha sheyosvu l'kayim es hashtar. Three people sat down to a mekayim hashtar. V'kor iru alechot mihem. And then now there's an iru, there's a complaint that maybe one of these three dayanim are no good, apostle dayanim. So it depends like this. Actually, if they didn't sign yet, if they didn't sign to make the henpik yet, his midin olav, he could have another two eidim come and say, no, we know this dine is kosher, for chosim, then he could sign. But mishachosmu, the chiddush is, let's say first the three leyonim signed, and then there's a complaint about one dine that's no good, it's like all the signatures are bottled. His ain midin olav chosim, it doesn't help anymore now to have another eidim come and say that this dine is kosher, it doesn't help. Since they signed first and there was a complaint about the signatures, one signature, like one dayan, those things is bottle. And Rashi says it's a svara, hevelei noigim b'yedis, shegnai lehem sheyoshrim subadin. It's a gnai already. So Rashi under this, who's being made here? Not other two edim. It means what happened? You have three dayanim here. So these two dayanim, they come and say this to the third one, we know the third one is kosher. If they didn't sign yet, it's okay. But once all three of them signed together, Rashi says, now we can't leave these other two Eidim, these other two Dayanim, to be trusted upon this third Dayan. Because they're a little bit Nogei B'dover. Because it's a Genai that you all three sat down and signed together. So therefore, here it's a Genai, we don't believe him. So where says, Iru Demai, Iru De Galusa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll start with Eskimo again tomorrow night. Yeah, we're holding the last Gemara and Daf Chof Aleph from his base again. Last Gemara was the first wide line. Omer Rabab, Omer Rav Huna. Omer Rav. Shloisha sheyoshvu l'kayim eshashtar. Three dayonim sat down together to be l'kayim eshashtar. The three dayonim. What happened was, v'kora irur alechot mehen. Now, on one of these dayonim, one of the three, they were kora irur. That means somebody complained about them. We'll soon see what does it mean. That they were psulim, or they were gazlin, well, that person was a gazlin. But upon him, there was a complaint upon one dayan that he's not a kosher dayan. So Lacha was like this. Actually, chosmu, if the other two or the three dayanim did not sign yet on this henpik, in other words, the dayanim are going to do something to make a henpik. The avishtar, the question if it's forged or not, now the Eidim said in front of these three Dayanim, we know the signatures are okay, so Bezdin now has to sign the henpik. See if they did not sign yet, so what they could do is, Me'idin Olav V'chaisim, let these two Dayanim themselves say Eidis to another Bezdin, that we know this third Dayan is kosher, there was a complaint that maybe something wrong with him, so if the first two Dayanim know that it's false, and that he's a kosher Yid, let them come and say Eidis, that the third dayan is kosher, and then three of them could sign together, then they come back to have a shame, Bezdin. V'chaisim, and they could sign. Ma'ashenke, mishachosmu, let's say what happened first was these three dayanim signed on the shtar. They signed, they gave their approval that the shtar is kosher. And then it came out a complaint. There's one of these dayanim, apsulim, or is of gazlin, is ein midin olav. V'chaisim. Then it does not help for the other two dayanim to say, hey, this, to make this third dayan kosher. So Rashi says why? Rashi says the bottom Rashi, Mishachosmu, Hevilu Noigim Biedus. It's like now they're in a Gaya Biedus, these first two dayanim, if they already signed together with this third dayan. Why? Shegnai lehem sheyeshuim posel bedin. It's a genai that the first two edim, like dayanim, signed with a third dayan that's posel. So therefore, if they already signed, that's a genai, and now we're afraid they'll lie to say the third dayan is kosher, because they don't want it to have a bad name upon themselves. So therefore, if they already all three signed, then we're afraid the first two dayanim on the gaya b'dover, and we can't trust them. That's the way Rashi learns. So now the Gemara says, Iru demai, what was the complaint here? What complaint do we have against this third dayan? If we had like two Eidim saying this third Dayan is a Gazlin, so he's possible to be a Dayan. For the Gemara, Treya Trenenu.